It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is still over there. She is corresponding from over there. She has now set world records for being over there. I'm not going to ask her how she is because she's probably tired of being over there, but we will simply just start the show. Hi, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. Yes, you cannot be more true. From over here, very cautious and following all guidelines. Nevertheless, I hope that I have a topic that will interest you today, because I think that this is historically extremely interesting. I'm talking about the coming trial in France on Charlie Hebdo. Really terrible massacre in 2015. So I know that we talked about what happened at the time, but I think it's necessary first to maybe give a little bit of background. So for the one who didn't follow us at the time, we were covering the Charlie Hebdo shooting in 2015. Charlie Hebdo is a French satirical weekly magazine. A lot of cartoons, a lot of reports also on politics, on social issues, on about everything that takes place in French society, a lot of polemics and a lot of jokes, if one likes them or not. This is debatable, but it's a magazine that is definitely the most well-known satirical magazine in France. So in January 2015, after Charlie Hebdo had some very what Islamists thought very insulting caricatures about the Prophet Muhammad, a few jihadists entered the offices of Charlie Hebdo and killed 12 people and injured 11 others. That was the first time, I think, that something of that kind happened in France. So it's now many years later. The trial will begin this week, and it's already a trial that is extraordinary in every respect. First of all, because eventually it will last many days, up to 50 days, I believe. There is a huge deployment of precautions and security measures. It will be covered by media, worldwide media, literally, and it will be also filmed for historical background purposes, which is also something very unusual. But it's because this trial is not only touching upon those lost lives, which is in itself, of course, a tragedy, but it's also touching upon so many subjects that France and maybe many other countries in the world are dealing with. And I think we can talk about, for example, the consequences of colonialism, the prejudices against Islam, social classes issues as well, because most of the of the people who attacked, of the jihadists, grew up in very poor neighborhoods of Paris. We have also the topic, of course, of censorship, because at one point, and that we discussed already in 2015, but it's still true today, where do we stop and what is censorship, and at what point do we make a difference between freedom of expression, of speech, and censorship? So then we have also the societal division, because obviously the people that are more on the left in France think one way and the people on the right think another way. And then we have also the topic of violence justification. So all of these issues, all of these topics are going to be part of this trial one way or the other. Obviously, what France is trying to do is to get those people that didn't die already to get a trial. But there is also a very bitter taste behind this trial, and it's the fact that the main jihadist died already a long time ago, and that is in that same January of 2015. And I'm talking about the Kouachi brothers and Koulibaly. They were killed on the 9th in an assault where they held a hostage. And Koulibaly had was killed as well in a supermarket in France, where he also had a hostage. And those three people were the main people, the jihadists that actually were behind that attack. So most probably a lot is going to be also focused on their childhood. Obviously, it was a very difficult one. They were from Algerian descent. They were poor, and they were stuck, if one can say that like this, in neighborhoods where it's extremely difficult not to be dragged into difficult situations. And for example, they will speak also about the fact that they were radicalized in prison, bringing also all this topic again on the table, and how much prison really plays a role in punishing certain action, or in actually being the source of future action because of meeting maybe the wrong people in prison. So all of this, and that's why this trial is going to take so many days, because it is complex and it is absolutely going to encompass everything that makes a life, basically a human life, even if it's a very dramatic one, as the one of those jihadists. So the bitter taste will be that they will not be on trial, and that the one who are on trial are definitely not the leaders of the action in January 2015, and most probably they didn't know much about the bigger picture or the bigger plans, and they were in many ways followers, unfortunately. They believed in the Islamic State. They believed that by being a jihadist, even if they would die, they would go to heaven, and they were basically convinced of those ideas. So it's going to be also, as I said before, a trial on prejudice. It's going to be a trial on censorship, on how much one can laugh about everything. Is it right to have cartoons that basically insult the sensibility of people and their belief and their religion? All of this, I'm certain, is going to be discussed in details and with probably extremely different opinions on the subject. I do remember that as a teenager, I never really read Charlie Hebdo because I always felt that kind of humor was at times, it's more than humor. It's sarcastic. It's ironic. It's a touch mean also. You know, it's the kind of drawings that could easily put someone a little bit, you know, like feeling uncomfortable. So I do remember that very distinctively. Now, I guess one doesn't have to buy that magazine, but still, it doesn't take away from the main issue, which is how far one can go and what is the limit of freedom of expression. Obviously, Charlie Hebdo has its own conviction about the subject. As a matter of fact, just before, I think yesterday, just before the trial, they printed again the drawings that were the source of tragedy. And they explained very well in a text that for them it's important to reprint those, not because they want to provoke anybody, but because after so many years, a lot of people that are following that today, younger people that are following that today, probably never saw those drawings. And so at Charlie Hebdo, they feel that it's their responsibility to show the reason why all of this happened and give the possibility again for a debate on that, and maybe also for justice, because after so many years, one tends maybe to forget a little. But those are people who lost their life for having done something that was considered insulting. And I think it's important to keep an open mind. I think there are arguments, really valid arguments on both sides. And I am very curious to see how basically the public and specifically the French people are going to react to all of this with now the distance of so many years. It is going to be sad. It is going to be probably also quite aggressive, but I think that it's also a necessary debate in order to address issues that basically have been there forever, were never solved, are still there today, and basically need to be talked about.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.